from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
KJ Lyons.
Roman Reigns has returned
here on
for the first time.
WEEI. You can kill that. Look, the good thing is we're not about to talk about what happened at SummerSlam last night. But John,
that's good because I have no idea.
Well, that's fine. Roman Reigns returned. That's all
Me
you need
neither.
To know. But it's on Peacock, which is something you would have to pay separate as part of your streaming packages, which leads to the conversation. The new stream package, Venue, is being offered up for $42.99 a month. It includes NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, so that means that you would not get Peacock in there. College football and basketball. You'll have access to 14 traditional TV sports networks of its parent companies, including ESPN, ABC, Fox, TNT, and TBS, as well as ESPN+. So just right in there, if I want to watch Peacock and I have Venue, I'm paying what? That's at least 60 right there a month?
These streaming, this is like out of control.
This is really the political issue that a candidate wins. Like, to hell with it. Like, I bought some Doritos the other day. It was like $8 for the king size parent bag. I was like, I dropped a Dorito on the floor. I literally almost went against my principles in front of my kid. Like, you don't eat something that falls on the floor. Like, damn it. I can almost measure out. This might be a 2-cent Dorito. So look, the streaming packages are crazy. So you have Netflix that people probably still hold on to, right? Then you've got your Hulus. You've got
Max Prime, Apple TV.
Now you've got this Venue, which is going to address
Peacock, Pluto TV.
Like, so here's what's crazy. Like, of all the ones that have shown like the biggest growth in terms of like year over year is Tubi.
Tubi, that's another one. Yeah.
Well, Tubi is free, right? So when you're talking about these paid packages. And I just wonder what listeners think. Like, what is, like, at what point is it out of control?
I think it already is.
I saw this coming because, and here's, you probably don't know this, John. I worked in television before I actually worked fully in radio. Like, so what you don't know is I was nominated for an Emmy as a video editor for Black College Sports Today when I was like a sophomore in college. It was an ESPN show at the time. So one of the things we were discussing at that time where people were starting to say, well, hey, I watch Disney, but I don't care for the sports. How can I just get Disney by myself or by itself? And what people were starting to say was, as people start asking for these standalone channels, that these companies will try to charge them like $20 or $30 a month just to stand away from the cable crowd. We're here now, and it's more than we're here now. It's like, not only are we here, but people are trying to figure out, like, do you throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? So I know in my house I can't say, oh, we're just going to get rid of Netflix because my wife loves all these South Korean soap operas. She loves watching them to the point where just don't watch them in my thing so that way it doesn't throw off my algorithm. So it's like, okay, you're going to hold on to that, and that's going to take you, what, close to $30?
Yeah, and then you got to have all and
then you're going to have a sports package.
Like, there's two things that really aggravate me about this. First of all, cable and satellite companies should have the technology that I can sign up for a plan and just pick the 25 or 30 channels I want and pay per channel.
And this is why they're not going to do that.
No, they won't. No, they won't. But that pisses me off. But also, like, here's a good example. You know the show Billions with Damon? Great show. My wife and I are watching it now. We're in the second season.
It's on Max,
It's actually on Prime. It was a Showtime show, but it's on Prime.
That's right.
So there's six seasons. The first four seasons are free on Prime. But if I want to watch season five and six, which you know I'm going to want to,
right,
I have to pay for those in addition to also paying for Prime. Like, it's ridiculous.
Now, Prime, I think, is the best deal of them all. Because
I do think, like, Prime is the best deal.
I've saved over $300 just in deliveries this year, so it pays off my subscription. I totally get that. But I think once you start getting into the nuances of, like, Max and Hulu and Paramount Plus, like, I love, what is it called?
Paramount Plus.
Yeah, Mayor of Kingstown. That's a great show, right? But you can only see it on Paramount Plus or... Kevin Costner left, what is that
Yellowstone.
Show? Yellowstone.
Yeah. Right? I have to buy that on Prime. Despite already paying for Prime, I also have to, like, pay for the season.
Buy the episodes, right. Yeah. So this is a very interesting time that we're in where, like, the consumer is having to do a lot of heavy lifting, where I think these are the real things that are cutting into your budget that people don't want to really say out loud. Like, can't you go to someone's, like, okay, well, the groceries might be too much because you're paying all that. You could have bought $140 of fruit this year if you just gave up your subscription to X. Or
yeah, well,
whatever.
If you think about it, right? Like, so my cable bill, not to go on a rant here, but my cable is like a couple $100 a month. Then there's $10 for Apple TV, $10 a month roughly for Prime.
Okay,
right? So now we're at like $220 just to watch TV. Then HBO Max is like, I don't know, $9 or $10, whatever it is. So it's like you're getting people into $230 just to watch TV and have internet service. Like, that's nuts.
So I was able to get a promotional deal that I get my Max and Disney Plus for free through my cable package. Okay, so that takes care of that.
Yeah, that's how I got Peacock, by the way.
Okay, so I have Apple TV because I have an Apple phone and I have I play my music, so yet another subscription, so that's like $27 a month. But that's shared family music, and I get Apple TV along with it, but I don't get Apple Plus. So I'm like, well, if it's on Plus and it doesn't come with my $27 a month cloud subscription for my music, I'm not doing it. You know, so like, if it's on Plus, oh well. If it's on regular, so that's how I get the Apple TV. Peacock, I'm one of those that's like, okay, sign up for 7 days. If there's an event I want to see, I'll sign up for the 7 days and then cancel right after the game. I don't wait 2 or 3 days because I think sometimes it's like once you get to day five, and you've got it. If you don't read the fine print, you've got to do it like 48 hours before the trial is over. You still get hit with it. So I think this is like, I know we're in campaign season and we don't get into politics on the show, but damn, wouldn't it be sweet if someone sat there and said, and we need to do something about these excessive streaming packages. Tell me that would not unify a whole crowd of people.
Yeah. One thing I would not mind regulation on is just the cost per month of streaming services.
Well, they
hate that.
Well, here's the catch, and remember I told you I worked in cable television and television earlier, is what most streaming consumers think when they're cutting the cord, you have not cut the cord. If anything, you have chosen to take the lower generation feed of what's coming through the cable TV camera, right? So there's no separate camera that is filming the game specifically for you. What you're getting on what you're getting from the cable signal is what you're getting on the stream, okay? And those are there's a thing called generations, right? Like, the main one is going to be your primary, and then anything that's taken off of that kind of loses a generation. So when you hear about this buffering, or you know about buffering, that's because you're not working off of the primary generation. That's why when you watch it on cable, it doesn't buffer. But when you're watching it on stream, it's buffering because it is having to take in what is now the repeated feed. Yeah, Jacob.
You've added more cords. Not only have you not cut the cord, but you've added like five other cords.
You need a cord detangler. That's exactly right. So there was this whole, and you kind of felt like, we're the smartest ones in the room. We're going to cut the cord. And what I predicted was, what's going to happen is your cable company is going to offer you your internet for almost nothing if you get a cable package. Oh, I'm just going to go internet alone. $105.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like, my cable package... like my internet only costs like, I don't know, 20 or 30 bucks for the month. It's the rest of it's, but if I wanted just internet, I think it'd be like 80 or so. It's like something like, I don't remember exactly what it was.
And in the fine print, a lot of times they throttle you once you hit 250 gigs a month.
Yeah. What I really hate too is like when I signed up for cable, it was like, I don't know, 95 bucks a month. And then it was like, oh, 2 years in, it's 130. And
well,
like,
the promo, you got to be on top of that.
Yeah. Maybe I should have been on better, but it's like, if you can afford to charge me, you know, $120 a month for 2 years, you can probably still afford to do that.
Yeah. I think it's fascinating because I think of all the things that you can stream where you feel like you get a different experience by taking their package, actually, is the NBA, right? Because with the NBA package, when they go to their local commercial, you stay in stadium or in, you know, you still stay in the arena and you can see all this different stuff, the halftime shows that are going on in the arena. To me, that's like the added value, seeing people on the Kiss Cam and so forth. So you really feel like you're at the game. But these other packages, they're like, you know, like if, you know, I don't, the Sunday ticket, whatever, they're just, if you're watching the 49ers game, you're just getting San Francisco commercials that go like right along with it. It's just so much easier to send the feed. And even, you know, like remember at one point, Red Zone used to be kind of like free with your cable package. They're like, no, this thing has gotten so popular that you're now going to have to pay for Red Zone.
And I don't know if you have this issue, but what frustrates me is like Apple TV, I think, has some awesome shows, right?
Yeah.
So there's three or four shows on Apple TV I want. And then there's two or three shows on Max that I want.
That's right.
Then there's a couple shows on Hulu that I really like. Then there's one on
Paramount Plus.
But that's the issue, is like, it's not like, hey, there's two streaming services and they each have six or seven shows I like and I have those two. It's like, no, to get all the shows I like, I have to have like four or five streaming services because they each only have like two that I want to see.
Yeah, you know, you hear people talk, right, this new package, Venue, I guess it's Venue, but it's... But it looks like it's
so many freaking streaming services, KJ. They're running out of names.
$42.99 a month.
I would rather have Jacob walk in this studio and punch me in the face than pay $42.99 a month for a streaming service.
Could Jacob do it? Could he come in the studio and do it for $40.99?
Yeah. Well, right. Let's set the over under.
But I think
$19.99.
Right. That's the whole thing is, like, how many can you watch at one time? Right. So. Even with ESPN Plus, where, okay, you get the UFC there. But now they've talked about, what are they eventually going to do? Some of your top UFC matches are going to be moved to ESPN primary down the road. WWE is now moving their Monday Night Raw to Netflix. So now it's like, hey, what, something I could have seen on the USA Network or something I could have been able to see at this other place on my cable. Now they're moving to streaming. I mean, look what happened with the NBA and TNT and how that deal fell apart. But yet... The TNT and TBS is going to be part of the package with this new Venue, but they'll have college football, the playoff games there.
Or the NFL's, their Christmas Day game is on Netflix, right?
Right.
So it's like, and I wonder though, like, what is the line of demarcation where, all right, you're getting you're getting a cut of all these people signing up for streaming services, but you're losing a bunch of traditional viewers that don't have that streaming service. Like, there's going to be a line where you're actually making less money. I just don't know.
Well, it's genius. It's genius by the networks, because how much does it cost for them to produce the stream? Zero.
Yeah.
It's a feed. There's no new cameras they're provide. There's no new cameras crew. There's no new announcing crew. It's just, hey, you're just taking this feed off. It's like streaming music, right? You hear artists screaming, like, it's not fair that I have 10 million streams and I made $40 last month. Well, if you're these guys who provide these packages, you've got a whole set of people who are really paying money for nothing. It doesn't cost them anything more to do that than to send the stream out. It doesn't cost anything. Put it up on the bird and just take the feed. That's easy to do. Easy to do. All right, before we get out of here, we'll trend one more time, and then we'll talk about what we've covered here on the show and how you can catch up on any of you've missed it. KJ Lyons, WEEI, thank you so much for hanging out. It's time to trend with Jacob Lassner.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox were defeated by the Rangers last night by a score of 7-4. Tanner Houck went 5 innings and let up 6 earned runs. Houck is 0-2 with a 6.88 earned run average in 3 starts since appearing in the All-Star game. As a group, Red Sox starters are 3-5 with a 5.92 ERA in 14 games since the break, with the team going 5-9. Rob Refsnyder also hit 2 home runs and a double in the loss. Alex Cora had this to say after the game.
So you seeing any like common pattern here for his struggles over the last month or
not
so?
Not really. I think today, the pitches were really good. Obviously, he has a tough one, but, you know, the slider was really good. They worked extremely well together, Danny and Tanner. Two pitches, right? And it happened fairly quick against their bottom of the order, you know. I think he threw the ball.
The Red Sox are back in action today at 2:35 on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Nick Pivetta is on the mound for the Sox, Nathan Eovaldi for the Rangers. The Sox lineup looks like this: Duran, Yoshida, Ref Snyder, Devers, Wong, Abreu, Smith, Rafaela, Hamilton. No O'Neill today for the second straight game. MassMutual pregame show, Joe Wiles got you covered at 1:35. MassMutual Insurance Planning Investments. The United States men's basketball team is one step closer to gold. They won 103-86 over Puerto Rico. They're going to face Brazil in the quarterfinals. The U.S. women just defeated Germany. They absolutely grilled them. Scottie Scheffler has won an Olympic gold medal. He got a course record 62. That's tied for the course record. Elsewhere in the Olympics, the U.S. trails China by only one gold medal now. They have 17, China has 18, but they lead in total medals with 67. And Patriots training camp, they're off today, but they will be resuming practices soon. First game on Thursday for the preseason against the Panthers. Gerard Mayo has this to say about Drake May.
Drake May play in the game?
We're still having those conversations. Once again, look. Maybe all the starters will play. I'm not sure at this present time. We'll see how we do today and how the guys kind of present the following, you know, next couple of days. But, you know, we'll have a lot of guys play.
My name is Jacob Lassner, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Yo, KJ and Lyons, WEEI. Probably one of the only shows that can go 5 hours and not miss a beat. Thank you so much for being here. If you missed any of the show, the Odyssey app, free. Type in WEEI. It brings you right here. We're 2 minutes away from the feature that some try to duplicate, but they can't replicate. Would you rather, more likely to, either or? You know, John, I have, you know me, I have all these creative things in my head. And I say, you know what, KJ? Don't do them because you might turn on the radio later during the week and hear him attempted. Sorry.
You are a creative genius.
Genius? No. Creative, probably sometimes too good, too much for my own good.
I'm just trying to hype you up here in hour number five.
You're trying to get through it.
Well, it's funny. When we went to the last break, in my mind, yeah, I thought, we're going to 1:45. And then I was like, no, it's 1:30. All
right. 1:30, right? Because pregame for the Red Sox with Joe Weil is coming up here. Just about 10 minutes away.
Yes. Some call it the Shaw's and Star Market pregame show, or the MassMutual pregame show, but it's really just the Joe Weil pregame show.
No, those are very important because those are the paid adjectives that go in front of the noun.
Yeah. That's what pays the bills.
Yeah, it's not the Red Sox pregame show, it's just the Joe Weil pregame show.
Don't do that. Joe does that, you get pulled into an office. Hey, there's a reason why that read is there for a reason. Yeah. It's called green.
Do you like working here? Yeah, I do. Like
look, that's what I joke about with this show. I even said this to Ken Laird a couple days ago. I was like, look, there is so much creativity on this show that it's not fair to the sales department here that I would come to them with something great and they can only sell it for a Sunday. That's not fair to them.
That's true.
It's not fair to them. So you can't, like, do you know how much money would you rather, more likely to, would be making at this point right now? Like, you could play this along in the office that sponsors the segment. You could play it along. Yeah. I would even loan out the use of my voice in the song that we're about to play here in 1 minute. John had some, look, this is why I say go back and listen to the show, because there have been some interesting conversation, including about the Olympics with the situation with the female boxers. I'm going to use plural because the Boston Globe had to retract their article and what they put as their headline on Friday. We had a really good conversation about testosterone, not like overall and how it's made. But look, if someone has elevated levels, we don't have to get into this universal world conversation of like, no, just like, you've got too much testosterone in your body. I don't care who you are. You can't do it. You can't do it.
I also enjoyed our discussion about training camp and the test for Mayo. That's a good one to go back and listen to. Because I was there yesterday checking it out. I'll be there again on Tuesday. And, of course, our own Andy Hart has been there pretty much every day. Tom Carroll's been there. Nick Fitzy-Stevens has been there. We've had a lot of coverage down there. But I thought yesterday was an especially interesting practice.
Also at the Odyssey app, typing in WEEI and replaying KJ and Lyons. Boy, Odyssey is really getting their sell off of this one. Is the conversation about USA basketball and how Steve Kerr might be overwhelmed, because if you look back at the team that people really wondered how you would get minutes, nobody had a DNP for the Olympics in 92, and John Stockton only played four games because he was just coming off of a broken leg, broken fibula, and they could not replace him at that time. So people get into that Isaiah Thomas argument. Part of it is that they could not replace him because he was already on the team, and Magic Johnson had just tested positive for HIV within that year and was coming off of bad knees. And I think he would only play a piece of next season, like by the time he came back from the Olympics.
Yeah, what was it, like just not just the All-Star game, but wasn't it very little, and then the All-Star, it was something like that?
No, it was after the Olympics he came back, and then I think there was just some of the blowback of comments. No, that was at the beginning of that season, but I think when he came back, is he didn't make it into that full season, I don't believe. Maybe he did. I think he retired and then stepped away and just played the All-Star game. It's a revisionist history. I can't recall. I mean, we did the old man bit, if you missed that as well. Through the years, I can't remember exactly how that went. Okay. We're here next again, what, next Sunday?
Yeah.
Next Sunday, 9 a.m.
tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
So you're here having another affair with some other person here on the station. I'm kind of take that a little bit in my chest, but I'm not going to hold that against you.
I'll be back with you next Sunday.
Well, that really just leave the money on the dresser, KJ? Is that it?
I'll be there on Sunday.
Okay. Before we got out of here, it's now time for the world-renowned Hit It, Jacob! Oh! Yeah!
You rather more like the two.
Uh-huh.
Either or, I ask of you. Would you rather more like the two? Either or, I ask of you.
All right, three questions. Would you rather more likely to happen? And either or. They can be in anything, sports, life. Here we go.
All right, so for the sake of time, first question, more likely to happen, the Patriots defense finish top 12 in yards or the offense make the top 20 in yards?
Defense, John. Top 12. I think they will.
I agree with you. Top 12, they haven't been really lower than 15th over the years. So, yes, top 12 in yards for the defense, Patriots. All right, next one.
Either or, Matthew Judon gets moved to a contender by opening week, or Matthew Judon signs a multi-year contract to stay in New England.
I think he gets the extension. I don't think they trade him.
Really? I think they're probably listening now. And another thing to listen to on this show, go back. We reveal that Matthew Judon put out a text regarding his contracts and Tyreek Hill. I think they move him on. Final one.
Last one. This one's interesting. Would you rather drink a gallon of water from the River Seine or go out on a random blind date with one of the female athletes from the Algerian Olympic team?
I'll take the blind date. That water is going to make me sick, man. That water's
okay, so, great. All right, so here's the real question. If we're taking this random blind date with one of the female athletes from the Algerian Olympic team, do you know how many, Jacob, there is on the women's Olympic team?
There's 18.
Okay, so what about a 5-6% chance I might get it wrong?
I don't want to drink that water. I do not want to drink that water.
Hey, I didn't say I couldn't boil the River Seine water. I'm taking the water, brother. I'm not. That 6% chance is too high for me. And that is, would you rather, more likely to, either or, here on KJ and Lyons. We thank you so much for being. You can't take this show super serious.
4.5 hours, KJ. Our longest show since
five.
The Celtics won
it's
five. The title.
We're here 9 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, 12 o'clock hour, and we're now into the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
So 5.5 hours.
I'm the long reliever that eats up a lot of innings, I guess.
But you know, they started, because Jacob was here, for those who were just introducing to Jacob, he's one of our newer producers here. I think one of our times working together, the first times, was when we did the 6-hour post-game show after the Celtics won the NBA championship. We were on live for 6 straight hours. And we had to get on him, like, if you drink Red Bull, man, you're just gonna do something to you. You had three. You were probably that French pole vaulter then, huh?
Oh my God.
I got home from here that morning at 5:45 a.m. and my wife was getting up to go to work. She's like, "You're just getting here?" I'm like, "Yeah, Banner 18."
I swear I was with KJ.
Yeah. You can literally listen to it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Remember, the link is up for John's wife's run for Chatham House. Right. So
Latham House, we got it out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure you get there. We want to get her donations done here within the next 30 minutes. So Red Sox pregame with Joe Wild next. Red Sox first pitch at 2:35 here on WEEI. Have a great Sunday. See ya.
The Red Sox Station.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.